We present plays from the four corners of the world. Comedy, drama, romance, and suspense. True life adventure in Springbok Theatre of the Air.
Move! What can I do tangled up in my parachute like this? You're a Frenchman. They do say that the French collaborators are worse than the Germans. Oh, why don't you shoot? I can't expect you to abide by the rules governing prisoners of war.
So you're truly a member of the British Air Force, huh? We have to be careful, my friend.
What did you think I was, a member of the flying entertainment?
We have to be very careful, my friend. Do not raise your voice. The gun is not far away.
You really are...
A member of the resistance, oui, mon ami. I saw your plane being hit, observed you parachute down. My comrades are hiding out there in the hills. Quick, let's get you away.
And I thought you were... Sorry.
No, you were right to be careful. It is as well to be cautious. But I will... cut these straps for you. They are all... tangled.
Thanks. I knew I'd land somewhere near the German headquarters. I thought my time was up. Particularly when you came out of the shadows toting a gun at me.
Ah, we should soon get you away from here. It is very dangerous. Do not attempt to move quickly. There may be an injury, huh? So you've been dragged by your parachute.
At first I cursed the wind. Oh, I'm thankful for it. It brought me here.
Voila.
That's better.
Oh, you are in bed, huh?
No, something went click in my back. Oh. Reminds me of one of the adverts we have back in England. Every picture tells a story.
Tell a story?
They are selling headaches. What are we going to do with all this?
Come, we must bury it. The Boche may think you were carried out into the channel. They will report that your plane was hit. They will look for you the rest of your crew.
The Messerschmitt came out of the clouds behind us. They copped it, I'm afraid.
Oh. Good, my friend. Let us move from here. Behind these bushes.
A spade?
But of course. You are not the first British pilot who has landed by parachute, huh? And who will be sent back to bomb again. We pray for your bombs. It brings us hope. Life.
Well, that's not the popular idea of bombing, is it?
Peut-être pas. But for us it is true. So triste we were when for so long it did not arrive. We say, where's RAF? And at last you arrived. Then it is good. And there are many dead Nazis.
And unhappily, some dead Frenchmen.
Oh, c'est la guerre, la guerre.
I suppose you're right. We have to steel ourselves not to think of the innocent civilians who are killed because we have to kill the enemy.
We have to get enough. Now, we divert your parachute. I see you have your pistol with you, huh? That is good. If we are challenged, do not wait to reply. We just shoot and run. It is not good to be captured alive, my friend. Even the bravest sometimes talks under torture. Now, follow me. Let us not move fast until we get beyond that wall. And then we run, because your uniform...
I understand. Let's go. Just a minute.
Oui?
My name is Daincourt. Claude Daincourt. What's yours?
I told you, my friend, it is not wise to exchange names. They capture you. They will want to know which Frenchman helped you, huh? One captured Frenchman might lead to others, huh? Compris?
Of course, it's foolish.
Claude Daincourt. Spoken by a Frenchman, it is a French name.
Oh, I hardly think so. I believe way back. Do you know I had to join the Air Force to set foot on French soil?
They are coming closer. We must hurry.
Where are you taking me?
To an old chateau. We had you in our city, the donjon. Huh? You'll be safe there, Kirk. Do not attempt to run yet. If a searchlight picks us up, they will not be identifiable. Huh? But once they see someone running, they will fire.
I understand. It's very brave of you.
Huh?
The worst that could happen to me is to land up in a prisoner of war camp. I shudder what they could do to you if you were caught.
It is wise not to think of such things. Huh? We are nearly there. Once we turn the corner, there is this high wall. The searchlight cannot pick us out. If no one can be seen, we run. Huh? It is understood?
Understood.
Now.
Is this it?
Who are you? Don't move. Put up your hands.
What is this?
That's what I mean to find out.
Well, what's wrong? Look, anyone can turn a corner.
We run. You are younger. You run faster.
Well?
We turn the corner. You are in front of me. Then we run through the arch. You are still in front of me. Don't move. You lie. You are a Gestapo agent.
This is madness. You saw me drop from my burning plane.
You say you have never been to France, huh? How did you know where the chateau was?
True.
What?
It's perfectly true. Look, if our hiding place is in there, shouldn't we go in? I mean, for your sake as well as mine.
Oh, that was a delicious cup of coffee. Much better than they serve in the mess. Look, you've taken my gun. I've shown you my identity card. Please believe me.
No, no, ce n'est pas possible. For a man who has never heard of the chateau, who has no French, who has never visited France before, who...
Ran all the way here like a homing pigeon?
Si, sir.
I know, I know. I can't explain it. I've got a feeling. It's more than a feeling. I know it sounds crazy, but I have been here before. Do make haste, Uncle. The packet will soon be ready to sail.
I will not have you turn me into a base criminal flying from justice.
Base not, Uncle, but in the eyes of the law, you are a criminal. I implore you, Uncle, let us make haste. You are no longer a Norman gentleman of rank and leisure. We are awaiting the tide.
Do not be so impatient, my boy. Because of your entreaties, we shall accompany each other across the channel. But I trust that whatever Madame Fortune has in store for us, I shall still qualify with the rank of gentleman.
They will be arriving at the gates within the hour.
Sufficient time to depart from my home and that of my ancestors in dignity.
Oh, if only...
It is pointless to contemplate what might have been. It has happened, and so we must plan accordingly. That's Lord Morden, ever eager for my abasement.
Possibly, Uncle. But he avers that you fired before the signal. Of course, the tribunal knew that you, Dancor, would be incapable of such a dishonorable act.
Unhappily, the jaundiced eyes of my peers, though in what they are my peers I have yet to discover, chose to believe evidence sworn on oath, blasphemous, as well as corrupt. Still, I have defended my honor as befits an officer and a gentleman.
Not very successfully, Uncle. Flight is in itself an admission of guilt.
Escaping to England was whose idea? All right, we shall stay, and I shall accept the consequences.
No, Uncle. Your enemies at court provoked you deliberately. Were you to stay, it would not be long enough to ever redeem your reputation or avenge yourself. Oh, Uncle. Uncle, could you not see the provocation was deliberate? Is not the whole of France aware that you are quick to duel? If only you did not call out the Marquis. And for what?
For saying that Caroline had a face like the back of a postchaise. And do you know, my dear nephew, I am entirely of his opinion. A postchaise, if ever there was one. Truly a most apposite description.
Then why, in heaven's name, if you agreed with the Marquis, did you call him out? Oh, never mind. Let us not waste time.
Time is the servant of man, Henri, not his master. Perhaps before we embark on this expedition, it would be as well for me to see that you profit by my experience. Were you not surprised that I should agree to go and live in the land of roast beef? A dreadful prospect. Yet not half so dreadful as life with Caroline. And to think I had to sacrifice the life of Andre to escape her clutches.
What are you saying, Uncle? Sacrifice the life of Andre?
Poor fellow. I shall miss him. He played a good game of écarte.
Uncle, the tribunal was just. You challenged the Marquis to a duel so that you could murder him. You did fire before the signal.
An error of judgment. My enthusiasm outran my discretion.
And you, forever quoting the honor of a gentleman.
A gentleman, my dear nephew, is one who never jilts a lady. We depart from the shores of Normandy in clouds of glory, as far as Caroline is concerned. She will relate the tale of my reckless devotion to her next lover, if she keeps her figure long enough to have one. Though, come, Henri, do not look so pained.
Had I known all this, I would not have connived at your escape.
Our escape, my dear nephew.
I agreed to accompany you because I thought you were a victim of a corrupt court, that Morden lied.
You agreed to accompany me out of a sense of duty to your closest living relative, and because of the knowledge that without my purse strings, you would be punished. Quick, the pistols. Keep the pistol hidden under your cloak. It may be no other than the worthy Albert. I ponder well before you uttered or did anything foolish. Who is it?
They've sent word from the packet, my lord. The captain says he sails within the hour.
Well, Henri, the moment for departure has arrived. Observe, my dear nephew, sufficient gold to purchase an estate worthy of a gentleman of England. I do not look so despondent. They say that the ladies of England have a complexion delightful to behold, and when I am finally dispatched, no doubt in a duel, you will inherit. You're a man of noble appearance and fine physique. I expect you to provide me with a grandchild before I leave this mortal coil. An interesting thought. We leave France to enrich the English strain.
So long as my grandchildren do not end their days as you deserve, in a dungeon.
Do not tremble so, my good turnkey. There is nothing to fear. It has all been arranged.
I'm not trembling, Your Majesty. It's just that the captain of the guard said that Sir John Dangcourt was to have no visitors. And your Majesty...
Cease your whining, man. Open the cell door.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
All right, turnkey. You may go. And do not return until you are summoned.
But your...
Would you disobey your queen? Go, I say.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Your Majesty. Oh, you dear, dear foolish man.
But if His Majesty...
My dear husband has a meeting with the Archbishop. Were you so shocked? So loath to see me?
But that turnkey, if he talks...
He will not. Were he to do so, he would lose his head.
And I thought...
What did you think?
That you too had been confined to the dungeon.
On what grounds?
Because of us.
Is that what you feared? That Henry had found out that we were lovers?
For your sake, my queen, not for mine own.
Am I your queen?
My queen, my heart, my love.
Oh, why? Why were you so foolish? They told you the charge.
Yes. 'Tis better that I be charged with treason against the realm than having to face an accusation which would bring dishonor upon your head. Perhaps it is better so. What future was there for us?
But of such short duration. Why did you have to utter those words in front of Northumberland? Did you not know that the noble lord has little love for you?
Oh, love! He sees me as a blot on the fair name of England. He had no right to speak as he did. Do I look like an effeminate Frenchman to you?
Oh, John. If anyone should know you are not effeminate, it is I. Oh, why did you not put a rein upon your tongue?
I did not because I could not. I am a Dangcourt. It is not in our nature to hold our peace when others challenge us with their mockery.
Is it true what they say? That your grandfather escaped to England from Normandy because he murdered a marquis over a woman?
I do not know the full story. I questioned my father before he died. He refused to be drawn except to say that a woman's honor was at stake.
It cannot happen. I will not let it. You know that they have set the date for the execution.
Perhaps it is better so. Our luck could not have held. Sooner or later, the king would have suspected, and then two heads would have rolled. Yours, as well as mine.
I cannot pretend that I wish to suffer the same fate as Lady Anne, and neither will I. And I love you too much to allow them to destroy you.
There is nothing either of us can do. I uttered words that were an affront to my king.
It was a lack of discretion for which we are both suffering.
Kate, I love you. I have had more than I dared to hope for. Send for the turnkey girl. The captain of the guard...
You take me for a fool, John. Everything was planned so that I could spend an uninterrupted hour with my love. And to tell you that no one is going to execute you. Your head is too beautiful for that.
Don't joke, Kate.
Oh, my darling. How else can we... I haven't got your calmness, your...
Go, darling. Please go. I fear for you.
And I fear for you. I will not depart until I've told you of my plan.
It is of no use. However discreet you may have been, someone will talk. However much you may have bribed, there are greater rewards in being an informer.
John, if you will not even try to save yourself, to let me help you to escape, I cannot go on living. I shall go to Henry and tell him...
You will say nothing. Oh, sweetheart, sweetheart, do not weep. I cannot withstand your tears.
Then you will listen to the plan?
If your plan means that we escape together, then no. I love you more than life itself.
You have proved it so. Were it not for me, you would have been more prudent.
Be that as it may. All right, dear Kate. I shall listen to your plan. But should it prove successful, what then?
We will hide somewhere. Perhaps escape to the land of your forefathers.
No. I've already declared that can never be. My disappearance would be of little account, but the Queen, to so affront King Henry VIII, he would reach out to the four corners of the world to seek his revenge on you. I either escape alone, or I remain here in this dungeon to await my execution.
If you are determined in your resolve...
I am.
So be it. It has all been arranged. You will be able to hide.
But what's the use? Away from you, life will become meaningless.
Nonsense. You're young, adventurous of spirit. You will find someone who will have the good fortune to be your wife. She will bear your children. Dancourts, who will be as wild and as handsome as my John. Have you heard from the Air Ministry, Doctor?
Yes, Your Grace. Convoy of hospital equipment should be here within a day or two.
Good. May I ask you to call me nurse? After all, that is what I am. And it doesn't do to differentiate between us. Some of the ladies will be jealous.
As you wish, nurse. But I know that the West Wing of the Manor has special memories for you. Must remember, I was a family doctor until...
Until you became Group Captain Dawson of the Royal Air Force. I know. Oh, it's little enough to do, handing over this huge barn of a place as an RAF hospital, when one sees all the mutilations and deaths.
I still say it was a very, very fine gesture. We're hoping to install another 40 beds. That means 94 in all.
Day after day, all those splendid young men, disfigured, burnt, broken. When is it all going to stop?
You heard the lecture I gave you all, the very first lesson in nursing. We cannot help our patients if we cannot conceal our feelings. It's only by being impersonal and an attitude that says that what is happening to them is of no great importance that we can give them the will to fight for recovery.
I know. I'm sorry.
Sir, all right.
Dawson, here's the new intake.
Have you seen the x-ray, Pat?
Aye, I have. This flight lieutenant is a lucky man.
Lucky? For those bones broken.
Bones can heal, Your Grace. Oh, I'm sorry, nurse. And these will heal, although his spleen will take some time to recover. But being a neurologist, it was his brain I was worried about.
Poor boy. Even with all those bandages, he looks so handsome.
And because of them, madam. Arouses in the female breast all the compassion... I'm sorry, but it doesn't do to be too sentimental. All right, orderly, wheel him in.
Right, sir.
You'll have the results of the x-ray at your desk within the hour.
Thank you.
Repeating your remark about not revealing one's true feelings, I sometimes wonder whether Dr. Hamilton has any.
Oh, he has. That's his hard shell. putting on the Dour Scots act. Oh, we all need a carapace in the hospital. Thank goodness this plate showed no permanent injury.
Dr. Hamilton said something about his brain.
Oh, being justifiably cautious, there's no reason to suppose the Dane corpse won't come out of it all right. Last time he was shot down, he was more fortunate.
Oh?
According to his records, Flight Lieutenant Danecourt had to bail out while they were on a bombing raid over France. In Normandy, I believe. He was lucky. The resistance spotted him, managed to smuggle him back to England.
He has a most familiar face. Although I don't think I ever met anyone named Danecourt.
Well, they must have bedded him by now. Well, I'd better go and take a look at Danecourt. Perhaps you'd better come on, too. He's in your section.
Of course, Doctor.
Oh. Is he any chance?
Still unconscious. Mm-hmm. And all yours.
Remove the screen, orderly.
Right, sir.
He's opened his eyes.
He's still under. Probably delirious.
He's saying something.
Oh, Kate. My love. My darling Kate.
Good. That's a very good sign. He's not lost his powers of speech. Seems as though he was addressing you. That, he knows your name.
It is better that I be charged with treason against the realm than having to face an accusation which brings dishonor upon your head.
Either reciting Shakespeare or Congreve.
No. No. He's saying...
What is it? Your Grace. Nurse.
What? Sorry. It was just that... I heard someone use those very words... to me. In a dream.
A dream?
Either that or... in a previous life.
This has been Springbok Theatre of the Air. Join us again for more tales of suspense, drama, romance, comedy and true life adventure in Springbok Theatre of the Air.